I'm in a service station. I'm not exactly sure where. I just pulled over on the M1 kind of last minute. Whoa, there's the turning. And I'm parked up. I've just been inside and used the facilities, shall we say. And just as I'd pulled up, this guy came up to the car window. And I'm not genuinely a suspicious person, but he had a funny look about him. So I didn't want to open the door. And I just wound my window down a bit. And he was like, excuse me, I wonder if you can help me. That car there, he pointed right in front of me to a kind of a nice, expensive-looking Volvo. I've just run out of fuel, and I need to get home. I've just finished work, just ran out here, and I haven't got any money on me. Is there any chance you can help me? And I said, where do you work? He said, Dixon's. I said, where do you live? And he told me somewhere in London that I've forgotten already. I was like, sorry, man, you know, I haven't actually got that much change on me and I'm pretty thirsty. I need to get a drink. He says, I need a couple of quid. I've got a couple of quid. I said, well, put a couple of quid in. That'll get you home. Oh, no, no, that thing's really, really thirsty. And I'm thinking, should I trust and believe this guy and give him my last couple of quid or a £20 note, which is the only other option I have? And or should I just treat him like I would do anybody going round asking random strangers for money? He obviously hasn't got any imagination or friends, because he could have called for help or busked or gone around the phone boxes. There's nearly always money in phone box slots, I think. I don't go and look for a habit. But anyway, he was fed up trying to convince me that I needed to give him some money, and I said, look, you know, I'm going to go in the shop, cut it out. And he kind of wandered off. I was faffing around a little bit, and the car that he pointed to drove off. And guess what? He wasn't in it. So straight away I'm thinking, hey, up, professional beggar in action. And I went into the service station, did my bits and bobs, came out and saw him back going from car to car to car. I just snapped that quick picture, which I have tagged to this recording. And he was getting money from nearly every car, so it was obviously something in this. And I waited, because I could see the kind of direction he was going, and I got my phone out, took that photograph, and then was going to interview him. He wasn't up for that. I wish I'd started recording before I'd asked him, but I was being all ethical and righteous, and I said, do you mind if I interview you? I won't mention your name. I just want to know why you are professionally begging, you know, what kind of dire straits you're in. I was unsurprisingly met with a barrage of abuse. And what are you, a copper? Are you a copper? And I'd kind of looked at my shorts and baggy t-shirt and thought, actually, I could be undercover on the wire quite easily. I said, no, I'm just interested in your predicament. He's doing it again. I can see him right in the distance, collaring some poor businessman he's asking for a fiver every time, because obviously, that's what his big expensive car, a new one that he's now pointing to, requires. So if you are in a service station anywhere, I reckon this is the new thing. It might be the old thing. You might have already been collared. But if he's getting a fiver from people pulling up in service stations every time, that's some pretty hardcore begging. And I must have seen him take 35, 40 quid just while I've been recording this. It's pretty impressive in one way and disturbing in another. That I don't know, are we gullible or are we trusting? I'd like to think we were more trusting than gullible. Maybe it's all of the same thing. Anyway, I didn't give him any money, and he didn't give me an interview. Maybe I should have said, I'll give you a couple of quid if you give me an interview. At least it would be far more interesting than you listening to me rambling on about how I nearly got ripped off but didn't. Anyway, maybe this can be a public service announcement. Don't give money to strangers in car parks or service stations. There you go.